Hey guys, welcome to the E-commerce Paradise podcast. Today's episode is going to be talking about my day and for Thanksgiving and what I was doing, building sales funnels and working on different various things. So again, the reason for this podcast series, Bangkok Chronicles, is to talk about what I do on a day-to-day basis. I think you guys can learn a lot from it because I do so much stuff when it comes to working on the Shopify stores, working on the dropship business, also working on sales funnels and really advanced internet marketing things that I don't think are talked enough, you know, about in podcasts. A lot of people kind of feel like they're giving away their secrets if they tell you this kind of stuff. And even though I probably am giving away some secrets, it's not really secrets. It's just things that I'm learning out there that I spend time learning about. And so I'm just passing it on to you guys because I feel like, you know, my community is kind of my lifeblood. So I want to help you guys out. First things first, though, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. It is Thanksgiving, so hopefully everybody had a good time spending with their families and eating lots of delicious food. Out here in Bangkok, Thailand, Thanksgiving is kind of a thing. There's a big expat and digital nomad community out here. I don't really hang out with a whole lot of expats and digital nomads anymore, so I didn't really do a Thanksgiving dinner. I stopped hanging out with a lot of digital nomads and expats just because I kind of found it sort of a waste of time. I mean, generally speaking, a lot of the digital nomads out here are just getting started. I'd say probably a good like 60 to 80% of them are. The rest of them are, you know, actually really successful ones, are generally traveling a lot, and you don't really see them out here a whole lot. They're working. And, you know, now that I'm a pretty successful digital nomad, kind of more of an expat at this point, I've sort of evolved out of that entire scene. Where I started was in Chiang Mai, Thailand, and there was a great scene. There still is, and lots of newbies go out there and stuff like that, network. And that is where you should always definitely start for a digital nomad. If you want to explore that lifestyle, go to Chiang Mai and meet a lot of other digital nomads that are just getting started too. And you guys, you know, you can network with all of them. You can meet some of the higher ups that are still out there, people that are doing successful businesses. If you don't really know what you're doing yet, it's a great way to get a better understanding of what works and what you can work on. And there's a lot of people that offer retreat services to new digital nomads and stuff like that, so definitely do things like that. That's what I did in the very beginning when I first got out to Chiang Mai. I went to the Nomad Summit, and I went to a bunch of other networking events, Chiang Mai Coffee Club, I believe. Anyway, there's a bunch of them, and it was a lot of fun. There was a bit of drama as well, and it was just kind of weird, and I decided to get out of that scene and get down to Bangkok, where there's a lot more people. A lot more expats, much more diverse community of people out here. And generally speaking, I can walk around and not run into people that I know. And that was one of my issues with Chiang Mai, was that I wanted to get work done. I also like to walk around a lot outside. It helps me meditate. But when I'm running into people I know, I tend to get involved in conversations. And conversations, of course, can run up a lot of time on your day. So I don't like to, generally speaking, run into people I know, because then I end up having all these conversations and it's the same conversation over and over again. I like to, you know, meet up with people once in a while now, and I, you know, keep my friends close, and I don't really have a huge network of friends in the digital nomad community anymore, although I love them, and I think all the digital nomads are awesome people. Just like us, they're doing something that is so strange to the rest of the world, you know, that the rest of the world kind of looks at it as a fringe community, and it's kind of funny being a fringe on a fringe community, but that's what it is, you know. You're living a lifestyle that's unlike any other lifestyle out there. So, you know, you're basically using all different forms of arbitrage to create a dream lifestyle where you have unlimited options at any given moment of what you want to do and where you want to go. And then you also have unlimited resources available at any given moment, because we live in a connection society now. We live in a connected society where you can have an Airbnb, you can have an Uber, you can, you know, fly anywhere you want to instantly for very low cost. So we live in the society now where it's really, really neat and interesting. I mean, back maybe 20, 30, 40 years ago, of course, this lifestyle was possible, but it was a lot more difficult. And it was only for a very select few people who had that kind of a mindset and just didn't mind living that kind of grungy lifestyle. Whereas now you can do it and actually live in pretty decent luxury for low cost. So it's pretty amazing. And, you know, we've settled down in Bangkok. We got an apartment out here, but that doesn't mean we're not traveling still. It just means that we want to have a nice, good, luxury, solid place to be. And, you know, it's kind of a calming thing. You know, you go travel, you want somewhere to come back home to, an environment that you recognize, a place that you have your shoes and you have your clothes and you have your stuff. And you know, you have your community and you have your spots, you know, so you can kind of like relax, get back into the vibe of things. And especially when you're building a business, it's really hard to be running around a lot and to be going from country to country to country, because a lot of that involves having to create a new memory of your surroundings. So you have to find a new home that's good enough. And that's, you know, that's harder than it seems. Finding a new home every month or two or three can be really, really difficult, one that's good enough for your needs. And if you get into one you don't like, then you have to struggle with getting out of it and having to adapt to new scenarios. It keeps you on your toes, but it gets tiring after a while. And after the first year of it, we just got really tired of it. So we now have a place, a base in Bangkok, Thailand, where we really love great culture, great food, great low cost of living, instant transportation anywhere, and a very relaxed culture, very safe as well. And as far as other big cities go, it's one of our favorite. But of course, it is a big city and it's very central to the world. So it's very cheap to fly out of Bangkok to pretty much anywhere we want to. And fly into Bangkok is also very cheap. So it's pretty awesome. We still travel. We travel to Bali. We travel, on the summers, we want to travel to Europe and stuff. We travel to the US a couple times a year. We travel to Philippines sometimes. We have some plans for Korea and Japan, China, and stuff like that, neighboring countries as well. So there's a lot of other things we're going to be doing, not to mention Malaysia as well. Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia is one of the least expensive flights out of Bangkok, which makes great for visa runs, especially like last minute if we haven't planned anything. But we generally like to spend our visa runs going to the beach and scuba diving, just because we don't do them too often. Maybe once a month, you know, we have to do a visa run. And so we like to spend that, you know, 5 or 10 days that we do actually doing something really, really cool and magical, which in our case is scuba diving. So that's my life. And so I didn't really do anything for Thanksgiving besides just work. First thing in the morning I did was work out, and I'm getting to work out in every day. Thing about it is I realized from my past experiences that what you need to do is take a break. So my goal here is to do 2 steps forward, 1 step back. So 2 days of working out, 1 day of not. And of course, the thing is just to keep my body like relaxed, like let it heal up a little bit and then do 2 more days. So I'm going to be doing that. So tomorrow I'm going to get back into it. Today I'm taking a break. On the way out, I caught a nice picture from my swimming pool of the view again. Guys, go check out my Instagram and make sure you follow me on there. It's instagram.com/TrevorFenner. So it's really cool because I post all the different stuff from my daily stories. Started off in the breakfast bowl. Breakfast smoothie bowls are the best. So good. This one wasn't a bowl. This was I have a smoothie maker, like a little mini smoothie maker, and I use coconut water, 2 bananas, hemp protein powder, spirulina, and maca root powder. All of these are really, really good for you. Tons of different nutrients, micronutrients, vitamins, minerals, and tons of protein in there as well, and it's plant-based protein, so it's really, really good for you. It keeps you energized. So I do that every morning. Sometimes in the evenings too. It leaves me feeling really good, healthy, and energized. So my first work session of the day was really productive. I actually added some Trust Guard seals to my website. Trust Guard is a software company that creates trust seals, and they have 3 different types, a privacy, a security, and a business, and I use all 3 of them. And so I'm actually a affiliate of theirs as well. So if you go to my resources page, you can click the link and sign up for Trust Guard there. I highly recommend them. They always helped me raise my conversion rates on my website. And they just really do add a layer of super solid trust and security to your website. It looks a lot like Norton. It looks a lot like, you know, the BBB, and it looks a lot like other trust seals as well that are really highly ranked. And I put it all over the website, so it works great. And then I also added my shopper approved seal. I just recently started using shopper approved, and I'm really happy with them. I always shied away from them in the past because the fairly high cost, you know, I think it's like $80 a month or something like that. But I'm also an affiliate of theirs and I offer a discount. So go to my resources page if you're interested in shopper approved. But I use them now and they're great because they get a review every single time you make a sale. So you can stack up tons of reviews and you can put them all over your website for added social proof on your website. But the cool thing is it's not just social proof. It's social proof that is verified by a third party, which is even stronger, right? So it's like, I don't know what you'd call that, verified social proof, but yeah, it's stronger than just having like plain old, you know, testimonials in your footer or something like that. So anyway, and then I did some work on my Judge Me app. Judge Me is my recommended Shopify app for reviews, because for only $15 a month, you get all the same features that Yotpo and other review things charge like $300 or $400 a month. It's ridiculous. So Judge Me is really cool. I highly recommend. The link in my resources page as well. If you guys don't know, it's ecommerceparadise.com/resources. After the morning work session, I actually went and had another smoothie bowl, but combined with a hot tea over at Veginary. I really like Veginary or Veganary, however you say it, but it's a little vegan restaurant here in the Prompong area, Soi 24, I believe, right by Benchesiri Park in Bangkok. So if you guys ever come out to Bangkok, go check out Veganary Cafe. It's really good. Delicious smoothie bowl, and got some more work done. I really like to walk around. So what I usually do is I like do a little bit of work here and there, and then I take a walk. And I highly recommend that for you guys. If you work from home, you know, like get some work done, and then every hour or two, like go on like a 5 or 10 minute walk, because it just helps clear your mind. It helps breathe fresh air. It helps you like open your mind and meditate and like kind of look back on what you've done and stuff like that, and realize what you're doing. Think about the future, come up with new ideas. You know, Einstein, whenever he was trying to figure out a solution to a problem, would go on a bike ride. And he said he had some of the best ideas, and he solved some of the most biggest problems in life just because he was riding his bicycle. And that's just because you're exercising, you're physically moving your body, you're getting your energy into motion. And when you do that, magical things happen. You attract things to you, which is amazing. So you have to energize yourself. And walking is the easiest way to do it. So I do a lot of walking, 2 or 3, maybe 4 different times a day. Walking is also one of the best exercises for your body. It's a very, very good. It's basically like cardio. It helps you breathe, but it's also very light. You know, it doesn't hurt. It's not like other things, like skateboarding, for instance, is very destructive, you know, obviously, to your limbs. So walking is a very lightweight exercise to do. So it's nice. During my next work session, went over to Starbucks, and I actually started making my new niches list page. So I've been messing with my funnel a lot, trying to improve it, and I'm making a brand new niches list page, which is really, really cool. Instead of just a list, alphabetical list of niche ideas, I'm actually having a list of pictures along with it, so it's really easy now to get an idea of what they look like. And I'm improving it by adding better niches to it, removing some that are kind of not really that great. And my goal here is actually to create a pre-sales page, something that's going to warm somebody up for my front-end membership offer. So I'm creating a brand new membership program. It's going to be a monthly membership, and people can join. You can get access to beginner's course, to my niches course, my market research course, and my supplier directory, as well as weekly live video calls. So that's going to be the biggest selling point, because I'm going to have niche reports and all that stuff, but weekly live video calls. So you can get on a call with me and ask me questions. And that's my goal. So it's going to be really cool. It's going to be low cost, high volume membership model. So I'm excited to roll that out in the coming months. Every day I can get a little bit done. That's about it. So just building it out. And I decided, you know, it's always best when you're building something new out is to find a competitor to model. So I did some digging, and I really liked the Niche Hacks niches list pre-sales page that he has. So I decided to dig into that and see what he's doing. And I kind of modeled his format and his idea, and I built it into my own thing. It's unique, and it's got pictures, and it's really nice, but it's built for high-ticket dropshipping. But I modeled the way he formatted his page because I really liked the setup that he did. And then I started digging into ClickFunnels, because ClickFunnels, they have a lot of really cool built-in funnels you can use for your page. So you don't have to actually come up with ideas yourself. He's already got the formatting done for you. All you have to do is fill in the blanks with your particular business, your niche, your ideas, your model, that stuff, and what you're trying to sell to your customers. So ClickFunnels is great. I'm an affiliate of theirs. So if you go to my resources page, or just go to ecommerceparadise.com/ClickFunnels, you can get a 2-week free trial there. But ClickFunnels is really cool, and I use them for tons of inspiration. And he also offers a lot of great training alongside the monthly cost for the software. So although I'm not using the software directly for my funnels at the moment, I'm actually paying for it just to get access to his training, because his training is golden. They just updated their dashboard, I found out, and it looks a lot like Shopify. It's really nice. And he's got 2 built-in training programs, one called Funnel Builder Secrets and the other is Traffic Secrets. Both are free and included with membership, and I signed up for both. So I'm currently consuming them. They're really, really good. They're super in-depth, and it's Russell just sitting in front of the camera with a whiteboard teaching you stuff. That's really good. And so getting new ideas, reaffirming old ideas, and just opening my mind to this kind of stuff, because really it's a lot. It is a lot, and you have to take it all in. It takes time. It's like learning a new language, but it's one of the most powerful languages you can ever learn. It's one of the best skills you could ever learn. It will literally set you free, let you live a free lifestyle, and be, you know, very wealthy and very happy. So I did that, and I also dove into the Niche Hacks Insider Membership Program, and he's got that. It's a 2-week free trial, and then you sign up at $69 a month right now, but tons of information in there. None of it's video, it's all written, but it's really good and in-depth. So it definitely is a gold mine if you don't mind reading a lot, and I don't mind reading, so I'm going to be getting in there quite a bit, but have to set time aside for it. Right now I'm just focusing 100% on taking action to build my funnel out better, so there you go. After all this, I took a break and went back to the park and meditated with the turtles. So the cool thing about Bencheseri Park here in Thailand is they've got turtles. And the turtles just chill kind of right on the edge of this one little area in the park. There's a bunch of them. And I get to go sit and kind of relax with them. And I keep my distance like 3 or 4 feet away and just kind of sit. And they watch me and I watch them. And they're cool. You know, turtles are really relaxed and chill. So kind of lets me relax and chill a little bit and meditate. Be happy and be grateful, because I think the point here, guys, is get your mind, get your attitude back into the attitude of gratitude. Because when you're in gratitude, you tend to attract more positivity into your life, generally speaking. So if you want to attract good things to your life, like money, health, wealth, relationships, all that stuff, you have to get into gratitude mindset, and then you'll be able to attract that stuff. So just keep that in mind. And then back to Starbucks again. I could probably do anything I wanted to with my day, but at this point, I'm just focusing 100% on building this business, trying to help my target market, learn more about high-ticket dropshipping. I want to really build this thing bigger because now is the time. So I'm excited about it. Working on my niches list page, and an idea popped into my head. I decided, why not build a directory blog on my website for high-ticket dropshipping suppliers? It'd be a way better way to actually provide that resource to members as opposed to just having it inside of a spreadsheet somewhere. So I'm going to be building a blog out, and I'm going to use an app I discovered called Locksmith to lock it just for people that are members of that membership program and the masterclass. And they're going to be able to view this blog on the website, and each blog post will have a tag for the industry that that supplier is in, and I'll have the supplier's name, phone number, email address, website, and their dealer application and any other contact information we have about them. So it'll be a great resource for all the members. And they'll basically be practically vetted. I don't know if all of them are going to be 100% vetted, but for sure they're going to be high ticket specifically. I know that some suppliers, like, they come and go, like high ticket suppliers, some of them stop offering new dealer accounts, or they just give you kind of a hard time in the very beginning. No, we're not offering any dealer accounts, and you have to follow up with them for a while. So whether they worked for one site and they won't work for another, that's, to be determined, but at least they are dropshipping suppliers. Okay. That's the key there. I also realized with Shopify, the cool thing about them is that you can create a separate template for every blog you create. And this is the same for collections as well. You can create separate templates for collections, separate templates for blogs. So for instance, like the blog, it comes with a sidebar, and you can put your own custom opt-in forms on the sidebar of a blog, right? Of your blog template. So if you create multiple blog templates per category, so let's say for... any niche, and you have like one category specifically and another category. So for my blog, it's like dropshipping. Maybe you have a separate blog for affiliate marketing training. Well, that separate blog, I want to pitch them my dropshipping niches list. I want to pitch them my affiliate marketing niches list, right? So I can create a separate blog template in Shopify and then plug in the opt-in form for that. And so the correct one will show up. So really simple. I mean, lots of Shopify experts know you can do this already. I'm starting to just discover this kind of stuff. So it's really cool. And I'll be building it out better like that. It just means that I can have multiple niches under one broader niche site, right? Which is what e-commerce paradise is going to be eventually. It is a high-ticket dropshipping business model, but the cool thing is you can take these niches you do with high-ticket dropshipping, you can build affiliate marketing into them, and you can also build membership site models into them, subscription boxes and all that stuff, right? So you can take a high-ticket dropshipping store and scale it beyond what you already are doing. You can do like Amazon FBA, you can do affiliate, you can do all sorts of stuff. So you're not stuck with one business model, and it's a really good idea to expand to other models as well as you're growing your business over time, just because you don't want to have all your eggs in one basket. You know, you want to have multiple streams of income. You want to focus on one, but you want to also have others there just so that you can support it and build it. And everybody always recommends doing this kind of thing. This is what I do. So I'm going to be teaching how to do it eventually. That's my goal. And it's pretty exciting. So next thing I realized is I needed to dive back into my Facebook ads a little bit. Facebook ads is an interesting platform. So they have a lot of different nuances you have to learn in order to use them. One of them is called a custom audience. And so Facebook ads custom audiences basically means you're going to tell them where to draw your audiences from. So like if you have an email list, you can plug an email list in there and then they can target just that email list on Facebook. Or you can create a custom audience where it will be a lookalike audience to that email list. Another way to do it, which I do instead of that, is to actually put the pixel on your thank you page after your opt-in page. And anybody that opts in, then it will be pixeled, that thank you page pixel. And you can build a lookalike audience of that particular audience. So anybody that's opted in the future, so that's, it just means it's evergreen. That doesn't mean you're going to have to update your custom audience with the email list anymore. It means that on an evergreen basis, Facebook will know exactly who to target. And then you just tell them what interest and what age group and stuff like that, men or women, that kind of thing. Demographic data that's basically your target market, and then boom, they're going to serve your ad to the best audience. And so far I've been getting about $1 to $1.50 cost per lead, and so it's really good. But the problem is, of course, that I'm only running $5 a day ads right now. It's nothing crazy. It's actually really, really small. And that's because, honestly, I don't have that great of a funnel built out at this point. My funnel is mostly done through content marketing. And so people that have come into my funnel are getting warmed up on a constant basis by the podcast, by the blog, and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm helping them with their high-ticket dropshipping stores, and I'm really excited to grow that. And, you know, you guys that are listening are in high-ticket dropshipping. I think, you know, you have a lot to gain from all this other experience that I'm going through with this, because you can build this kind of stuff into your high ticket dropshipping business. Again, it's what something I'm going to be teaching is how to build a membership site model into a high ticket dropshipping business later on, because it's definitely a thing you want to scale. You know, like Amazon has Prime. Well, they don't just offer free shipping. They offer a movie subscription, music subscription, book subscription, all these other things, right? So you can build different kinds of membership models into your business, digital products, information products, whatever you want to build, right? So I definitely recommend doing that later on eventually, growing into that. And so you'll be able to gain from all this stuff that I'm doing right now just to build this business, right? So the key here is I went and I had to update my custom conversion because Facebook wasn't actually tracking conversions anymore, just because I moved things over from lead pages back to Shopify using Zipify pages. I just basically changed my funnel platform. So I did that. Now it's tracking leads and should be good to go. But Facebook ads are interesting, and I haven't even really gotten into it a whole lot. So it's on my list of things to really dive into and learn more about in the future. One little thing at a time, though. I only have so much time throughout the day, you know? And I had some lunch at a local vegetarian restaurant called Kuhn Churn. Kuhn Churn is really good. It's at the basement of a mall on the Ekamai BTS station in Bangkok. And delicious vegan food, really, really good. Amazing mushroom dishes, had a curry as well. And they also serve fresh juice there. So really happy. But after that, I went over and met Juliana at Veganary again. And I just started feeling really tired. And so I went home, took a shower, relaxed, rehydrated, drank a lot of water, and felt better after that. So I headed back out to the park to celebrate Loy Krathong, which is the Floating Flower Boat Festival. So Loy Krathong is pretty cool. They do it every year in Thailand on Thanksgiving Day. And a bunch of locals come out to the parks, and they build these little floating flower boats out of cool things. And it doesn't look like they're using, you know, a whole lot of weird stuff. It's just like natural things. And they build these little floating boats. Juliana got herself a dragon-shaped one. You can see it on my Instagram feed or in the blog post. And so it's really cool. And you light your candle and the incense, and you kind of float away your bad luck from the previous year. So it's a fun festival. And so we were pretty exhausted after that. We just went home, relaxed. I kept working on my funnel, watched some more of the Funnel Builder Secrets course Russell Brunson has, and it's just really, really good. Right around 9 o'clock, I passed out. I was up at 5 this morning, so I was just tired, and I went to bed. I like going to bed early, though, because I can wake up early, and my secret now is to take melatonin. I bought a big bottle of melatonin when I was back in Los Angeles, and it helps me fall asleep super fast. Before I had insomnia, I would stay up till 2, 3, maybe sometimes 4 in the morning working on stuff, just because I couldn't sleep. And so I'd just rather be up working if I can't sleep. But now I take the melatonin and I pass out within 5 minutes. So it's really, really good, and it's all natural. It's not like sleep medication or anything. I can take it every day and it's fine. I don't overtake it. I did overtake it once, and it felt like really crappy in the morning. So just decide one little thing. I think it's like 5 milligrams of melatonin or something like that. And that's all you need. So it's really good. My most important lesson from the day, guys, is just to stay focused on your work and your goals. Don't lose sight of the big picture and why you're doing what you're doing. You know, build a master plan and stick to it. It'll evolve over time, but just focus on finishing what you started. If it's something you're truly passionate about, you will get the work done. And that's the key here, is to focus on getting the work done. It might take more than one day to get a big project done, and that's okay. It might take weeks, might take months. Just focus on it, get it done. Trust me, you'll see results. Oh yeah, and By the way, while I was writing the blog post today, I actually got a sale in the dropship store, a little cha-ching in my headphones, and it put us over the 10K sales month mark for the month, which is our first month of this new store. This is always the goal, is to do 10K the first month, you know, 20 the next, 40 the next, 80 the next, then scale over 100K after that. So I'm really excited to scale the store, and it's a case study within the high-ticket dropshipping masterclass. So if you guys are interested in what I'm doing, you can get into the masterclass. Running a Black Friday sales promotion right now, 20% off. Just use coupon code BFCM in checkout, and you'll get 20% off the course. Or get on my email list, and you might even get a better offer, I guess it would be tonight on Black Friday. So stay tuned for that, guys, and we'll see you in the next episode. Take care.